Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't really do public appearances. She's not known for giving interviews. So it's really telling that the 83-year-old justice is coming to VMI to speak before the entire Corps of Cadets on Wednesday. The VMI case is called United States versus Virginia, and Justice Ginsburg wrote the majority opinion that found the state-run school's all-male admission policy to be unconstitutional. It's regarded as her most important decision on the high court.
The VMI case was, in some ways, the culmination of all of her work.
Irene Carmone is co-author of Notorious RBG.
Long before Justice Ginsburg was a Supreme Court justice, she was an important women's rights litigator. She co-founded the ACLU Women's Rights Project, and she actually transformed our constitutional understanding of gender. Before she got to work, it was completely illegal for the government to discriminate on the basis of gender.
VMI's remedy at the time was to start a sister program at Mary Baldwin. But Justice Ginsburg wrote that would be a pale shadow in terms of course offerings, faculty, funding, prestige, and alumni support for women. The ruling was met with major opposition from VMI's passionate alumni base and all-male core. But administrators knew they had to get on board to avoid the mistakes made by the Citadel when trying to assimilate women a few years prior. Here's VMI spokesman Stuart Mackinnis.
When the Supreme Court made that ruling, VMI embraced the ruling and set about doing the best job it could integrating women into the Corps.
They had no choice but to embrace the ruling, but that was it. The school wasn't going to change anything else.
VMI didn't like to use the word co-education.
Laura Brody is the author of Breaking Out, VMI and the Coming of Women. She was one of the few women to sit in on executive meetings regarding the transition at the time.
They said that the Supreme Court did not require them to create a system of education that was made for men and women. All the Supreme Court required of them was to let women enter their culture as it was.
The physical standards were exactly the same. The PT standards were exactly the same.
Gussie Lord, class of 01, was part of that first wave of female cadets. She was an English major and is now an environmental lawyer in D.C.
We were expected to, sort of act exactly like the guys did. And I think that's fine, but I think it's not realistic.
Still, she rose to the occasion.
Personally, I did feel like I had a responsibility from a feminist standpoint to do a good job to the women who would follow us, to sort of set the tone and set the standard and show that, we could succeed at VMI.
Today, women make up a mere 11% of the student body. So it is still pretty much a men's college. But for those who get through it, a VMI diploma, especially for women, can carry a lot of weight.
Some of the things she said in that case, for example, VMI having a reputation that provides specific benefits to its graduates, I think are true. I think my VMI diploma has opened up a lot of doors for me. My VMI experience has stayed with me. I always have been, and I always will be grateful to have had that experience.
Lord is one of a few female alumni who will be attending Wednesday's event. Army Major Angela Scott, class of 01, who now works for a general and heads to work at the Pentagon this summer, will be there with her two young daughters in tow.
At the time, I was too naive and sheltered to realize the impact that Justice Ginsburg had on everything and the impact she would have on my life. But I can tell you that since then, I've been a very quiet but passionate advocate for equal opportunity, not just for women, but across the board. So getting to see someone that had such a large part of igniting a fire in me is a pretty neat experience.
Wednesday's event is open to the public. Justice Ginsburg will also participate in a private event at Washington and Lee University's law school next door. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.